भगवद्गीता 2.9 संजय उवाच एवमुक्त्वा ऋषिकेशं उडाकेशः परन्तपः नयोच्छैति गोविन्दं उक्त्वा तूष्णीं बभूवः. सो नाउ संजय इज अगेन कमिंग इन टू द पिक्चर बिकॉज द वर्ड्स व्हेन दे आर बीइंग स्पोकन इट इज द कैरेक्टर्स टू हुम द स्पीच इज एस्क्राइब्ड. Now some action is happening, some transition in the person doing the discussion is happening. So naturally, here, there is a corresponding transition between the speaker. So Sanjay is speaking now, and he will speak for two verses, and then Shri Bhagavan Uvacha will begin from the 11th verse. So Sanjay Uvacha, he says, Evam Uktva, after having spoken like this, Rishi Kesham, Kesham, the prefix indicates that suffix indicates that this is the object of the action. Guda Keshaha. Guda. That suffix indicates that he is the subject of action. That means he is the doer. So it is. And the Guda Kesha spoke to Rishi Kesha. And the Guda Kesha is actually Parantapa. So it's interesting that Parantapa was the word which was used by Krishna to refer to Arjuna in his speech in 2.3 to exhort Arjuna to give up weakness. And Sanjay is using that word again here, Parantapa, to indicate that Arjuna will indeed beat back his opponents, the inner opponent of grief and weakness which has overcome him. Arjuna will beat it back by the power that will come from Krishna's message. So, Parantapaha Nayotsya Iti Govindam. Nayotsya, I will not fight. Govindam. So, there is actually like a profusion of names in this verse. There are two names for Krishna and two names for Arjuna. So, for Arjuna there is Rishikesha and Govinda. For Krishna there is Rishikesha and Govinda. And for Arjuna there is Gudakesha and Parantapa. So, Nayotsya Iti Govindam. I will not fight a Govinda. Uktva. So, Uktva is also coming twice. First Uktva was what Arjuna had already spoken. So, Arjuna spoke like this. And the conclusion is included in this verse. Nayotsya Iti Govindam. Oh, Govinda, I will not fight. Saying this, Uktva Tushnim Babhuvaha. So, in writing, sometimes some sentences are put in direct speech, some are put in indirect speech. Direct speech in English comes in quotation marks, and indirect speech comes without the quotation marks. So, and both of them have their virtues. Although direct speech is more alive, but indirect speech sometimes gives broader context, which is lost when we are caught in the immediacy of the action. So, till the previous verse, it was direct speech. It was Arjuna Uvacha, although there may not be any double quotes to mark the speech, but it was clear that what follows after Uvacha is that person speaking. So it is Arjuna's direct speech. Now, Arjuna's speech is there in this verse, but it is placed within the broader context that Sanjay speaks that having spoken this, Arjuna concluded saying that I will not fight. So, what is the difference between Arjuna in 1.46 and Arjuna in 2.9. There also, he basically said he will not fight. Visrujyasasharam chapam shokasam vignamanasaha. He said that he put aside his bow and arrow, saying that I will not fight. And here also, nayotsaiti govindam. So, external point of view, actually, nothing has changed. Arjuna is still fixed in his resolve to not fight. But then, there is a huge difference internally. Internally, Arjuna has surrendered. And now, while earlier, his decision not to fight more or less was because he had come by his reasoning to his own conclusion that fighting will not be virtuous. Fighting will in fact be vicious. It will be karmically grievous. So he had come to his own conclusion about the right course of action. And that's why he had said, I will not fight. Whereas here, when he's saying, Nayotseti Govinda, he is saying, Krishna, I cannot take any action unless I have clarification about what I am to do. Ultimately, what I am living for. So here, the decision not to fight, which Arjuna is conveying, conveys his determination to let everything else wait till he learns from Krishna. So I will not fight, and that's in 1.46. Although he did not speak those words, his actions speak those words because he puts aside his bow and arrow, which is just such a ramchapam. There basically it conveys that I have already made the decision and I am not going to fight. But here it is said that here is saying I want to learn before I can make a decision, and I am going to let everything else wait till I learn. So that verse in that context conveys as if he doesn't need any further knowledge. But here his action remains the same, but here it conveys that I absolutely need knowledge. Without that, I cannot take any action. So although we are in the middle of a battlefield, and although both the armies are ready for fighting, I cannot fight unless I know from you what I am supposed to do. I want to know what is dharma, what will be the right course of action for me. And just running along some stereotyped life plan that may have been charted out for me by others, this is what a kshatriya is supposed to do, and this is what I will do. No, that is what I cannot do any longer that. So now the kshatriyas, if we see in the Mahabharata, they are not devotees generally. They are dharmic and they may appreciate bhakti also, but their focus is more on karmakanda level of dharma by which they can attain heaven. And Krishna was also telling Arjuna to follow that chart, saying that you should get kirti, you should get swarga. That is what kshatriyas live for. So Arjuna responds to that by saying in 2.8 that actually even if I get swarga, rajyam suranam apichadhipatyam, even if I get that level of success, which is considered the pinnacle of success for a kshatriya, the kshatriyas who attain heavens are considered illustrious by subsequent generations of kshatriyas. So, and they become the models whom subsequent generations of kshatriyas try to emulate. So Arjuna is saying over here, no, that model will not work for me. I don't want that model. So I cannot fight. I need to get answers. What is dharma? Ultimately, what does dharma means? What is the purpose of life? What is it that I am meant to live for? Without understanding this, I cannot do anything. So Arjuna conveys his fervent eagerness, even desperation, to know the truth. And it is such eagerness that actually is the prize for knowing the truth. We can follow, even as seekers, even as sadhakas, we may start getting settled in our practice of devotional rituals. And that purposeful search for Krishna, that purposeful seeking of Krishna, which is actually expressed through our performance of the rituals. If that seeking is absent, then the rituals can become very monotonous and dull. So we have to animate, infuse our performance of devotional activities with that searching for Krishna. Now at the level of Arjuna here, Arjuna is searching for meaning, and the ultimate reservoir of meaning is Krishna. So in that sense, he is also searching for Krishna. But right now, he is searching for Krishna at a preliminary level. What is the meaning of life? What is it that I am meant to live for? And I will let everything else wait till I get the answer to this question. And only then, I will move forward. So Krishna, please speak. Till you speak and illumine me, Nayotseti Govindam, I will not fight. So feeling this eagerness, Krishna will start speaking and will give knowledge. it will illumine Arjuna and the whole world. Thank you.